You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Woohoo! It's 9:15 on 95BFM Breakfast on this Friday morning, the 29th of March. Very good morning to you if you've just joined us. Have you ever been to a good gig in Auckland? Yes. Have you ever been to a good gig just outside of Auckland, just a little bit up north? Have you ever been up to Lee? Have you been up to the Sawmill? Have you been up to the Lee Sawmill up there? Hi, Saffron, how are you?
Good, Mikey, thank you.
Thanks for coming in this morning. What's your relationship to the Lee Sawmill Cafe?
Well,
is that the official name for it? The cafe.
Yeah, Lee Sawmill Cafe.
Yeah.
Not to be mistaken with the Sawmill Brewery, separate, yep. Independent, yep. Institution,
yep.
Original institution. I was pretty much born there. I was raised in the cottage up the top until I was five. Mum and Dad were running the kitchen and the front of the house and the gardens and the music and everything.
Cool, way. Cool, yay! That's a good reason to be here. And there's always been a distinct passion for creating a sort of culture up there, a community.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. After my parents kind of left the scene, my uncle's been in it. They've been running it for the last 22 years, and they've really kind of like indulged in the whole hospitality, hosting, sustainable living from the land kind of thing, and that's made what Sawmill is.
It totally is, isn't it? It's developed a reputation sort of. That's why I think it's so cool about it, because it's always been just righteous. I don't describe it for people who've never been there. But have you been there, Tess, ever?
Yes, I have been there.
Saffron's making a movie about it. She mentioned that before.
Yes.
And you were saying to off air, Saffron, that the movie's going to be about the history of the Sawmill, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the history in terms of the music and cultural impact it's had. It's about the whānau, the whole Sawmill community that's come and created this.
Before that, Lee was just fields, you know.
Because you can just imagine the amount of stories that have gone on.
I was going to say, Tess, you must have a story for us.
No, I don't.
Come on, Tess.
Confessions.
Saffron was asking for anonymous stories dropping in. So
yeah, well, I mean,
it's obviously not anonymous if I'm sitting here telling you.
Oh, it's
however,
a shame,
texters,
eh?
Yeah, if you want to text any stories,
good
you've
story
got
though,
from...
the one I'm thinking of. But yeah, do we want texting? I mean,
yeah, text in your stories from the Sawmill Cafe.
Is there, by say. Any chance, have you ever had a really particularly good night at the Lee Sawmill Cafe? I suspect many people have. That's what I suspect. Or give us a call, 309-3879. What's the point of doing of making a movie about it? What's happening? Why now? And how come it's been done so close to home by a family member almost?
Yeah, well, it's an important time for the Sawmill. After being run for 22 years by our family, it's recently changed management. And that was brought on by a series of events. And one main event was the death of my grandfather, who founded the institution, and he drowned at Goat Island Beach.
Oh,
so it's all a tribute to him. And it's recognizing the music. He was at every single gig that ever happened there.
Wow.
And he was 75,
awesome.
Standing in the back. Just, you know, he loved it. And it was something special to kind of bring the community together to celebrate, you know, what he did, to celebrate the impact that it's had, not only on the little fishing village of Lee.
And you're here also because you've got an upcoming event, which is to fundraise the film that you want to make, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So on the 6th of April, it's the Sawmill New Era Party.
What a lot. Look at the lineup, and I think the emphasis might need to be on the word party.
And so the money fundraising from this goes towards making this documentary about the last... So is it about the last 22 years? Where are you starting? Where's your start point?
Yeah,
start point?
1996. Yeah. That's when it opened. And then, you know, it's gone through a series of errors and waves and, you know, the staff, the people that are around make
this
it what
the,
it is.
This is the turbulent world of hospitality, you know, especially, you know, hospitality outside of the, you know, off the beaten track, as it were, you know. How you're going to have to drive for quite a while to get there, sort of thing. So that was always a big call when it first started, I remember.
Yeah, exactly. It is in the middle of nowhere. But it's, you know, it's Lee's been put on
well,
the map.
Well, it's not nowhere now, is it? It's somewhere.
No.
This is the thing. So on the 6th, you've got a musical showcase of Sawmill bands and selectors, including International Observer. Oh, cool. MC Bjorn, Has Beats, which is Homebrew 10 Dynamite, Lucky Lance from 10 Dynamite, Sunshine Sound System and P Diggs from Shapeshifter, Dylan C, Cayenne, Stinky Jim, Dubhead, Wendy Douglas, Mr. Big Stuff, Anya Vitale, Zane T, and more to be announced. And the theme?
1996.
And you said earlier, come as your former self?
Yeah, and then you made a joke about me.
I wasn't going to go into that, but
if you can't think of anything more creative, you can come as your former self.
Luckily, I've still got the same clothes. Yeah.
I wonder what would you come at as if you came as your 1996 self?
Oh, I'd be a fucking infant.
What about you,
so,
Tess?
So would I. I'd be an infant. 3 years old, I think. So, 4 years old.
But you know what? Pokemon was released in 1996.
True. So there you go.
Is that trying to make me feel like that's 6 of April,
you can get tickets on from Under the Radar, and all the money goes towards fundraising, which is great.
Fundraising to produce the film.
Yes. And in the tradition of the sawmill, from 3 till 8, kids are allowed to be there with a legal guardian as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. And after 8 o'clock, it's R18. But that's cool. It's good. Because it's a good environment there. Yeah.
Exactly. And there's going to be food. There's going to be performance. There's a few guest live bands that aren't going to be announced yet.
Ooh.
Cool. And that's some secret, exciting, you know, live performances that are interactive. There's installations. There's not just music. It's going to be a big kind
so
of
really,
fiesta.
So really utilizing the entire. Place.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be shooting the party as well. So footage that I get will be an important part of.
So if you want to feature in the film.
What you need to do is you need to like some sort of like a confessional booth or something like that up there.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Made of driftwood or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or
just like write your stories on a piece of paper and put them in the box.
Confession
kind of
booth.
Yeah. I think we're all grown ups here. And those going to be silly, are they? Throw anyone under the bus much?
Cool.
On behalf of those of us who have enjoyed the sawmill and the hospitality up there in the past, please pass on our regards, won't you?
Yeah, thank
you.
And
good luck for the 6th of April. Starts at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, goes to 1 o'clock in the morning. And quite the lineup. If you want to get tickets before that, you can get tickets from...
Yeah, Under the Radar. And we are expecting a full house, so do jump on that early.
Tickets are $35 at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
$35, Under the Radar.
All right,
New
all right.
New era up. Party.
Cool. Honestly, a round of applause for the sawmill, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Saffron. Thanks for coming in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.